Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 1st, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Harare for a two-day state visit. He has just signed multi-million dollar deals with President Robert Mugabe's government at State House.
Our president visited China last year and concluded a number of agreements, MOUs. Now the visit by President Xi is going to consolidate and cement some of the agreements.
Some analysts are dismissing the deals, saying they are skewed in China's favor, but officials in Harare say the mega deals will no doubt revive the country's struggling economy.
We have been in negotiations with them with respect to private sector driven power projects, Makomo Resources, Lusulu, and another one in the Gwai area, which again, if funded, will add a total of 1,800 megawatts.
And Zimbabwe joined the international community in marking World AIDS Day with a focus on infant and adolescent health at the ongoing ICASA conference.
These and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Chinese President Xi Jinping began a two-day state visit to Zimbabwe this morning, where he signed multi-million dollar deals with President Robert Mugabe's government. The two leaders and their delegations have just signed 10 agreements in the following sectors: economic and technical cooperation, construction of the new parliament building, aviation cooperation, the construction of a national pharmaceutical warehouse, a commissionary loan for the refurbishment of Wange thermal power stations 7 and 8, and support for Tel 1. The Chinese have also made a huge donation towards wildlife protection in Zimbabwe. Our reporter Ivan Chifera earlier on in the day reported from Harare International Airport when Mr. Xi arrived and filed this report.
Thousands lined up along the streets of Harare to welcome President Xi Jinping, whose visit is being lauded by Harare as proof that its Look East policy is beginning to bear fruit. President Robert Mugabe welcomed Mr. Xi at the Harare International Airport, where some Zimbabwean and Chinese nationals, including school children and ZANU-PF supporters, wearing their party regalia, gave the Chinese leader a rousing welcome. Some wore T-shirts praising the friendship between Zimbabwe and China, which enders 35 years this year. Several government ministers and diplomats also turned up to welcome the Chinese leader. Mr. Xi inspected a guard of honor at the airport, but did not speak on his arrival. He is expected to address a joint press conference with Mr. Mugabe after signing economic deals later today at the State House. He was honored with a 21-gun salute and inspected a guard of honor. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told journalists at the airport that Mr. Xi's visit will play a crucial role in reviving Zimbabwe's economy. He said Zimbabwe's priority is on power and energy generation, as the economy cannot be revived if energy shortages continue.
We cannot have economic recovery and take off unless we address the infrastructure gap, primarily in the energy sector. We cannot run mines, smelting plants, agriculture, irrigation, unless we have uninterrupted power supply, which is why all our efforts have been devoted towards investments into energy.
With the Chinese already funding the Kariba South power station extension, more power deals will be signed today.
We are going to be signing today an agreement for support to Wange 7 and 8, which again, if undertaken, will add 600 megawatts. And we have been in negotiations with them with respect to private sector-driven power projects, Makomo Resources, Lusulu, and another one in the Gwai area, which again, if funded, will add a total of 1,800 megawatts. So we are on course.
Former Zimbabwean ambassador to China and war veterans leader Christopher Mtsangwa told journalist Mr. Xi's visit shows how much the Chinese leader rates relations between the two countries. China is Zimbabwe's biggest foreign investor, pumping in $600 million in 2013, according to Chinese ambassador to Harare, Yuang Ping. The visit has raised hopes that China will help stabilize Zimbabwe's faltering economy. Mr. Xi, who is accompanied by his wife and several business people and representatives of his government's agencies, was expected to visit the National Heroes Acre before going to State House, where the mega deals are expected to be signed. Mr. Xi is expected to leave for South Africa tomorrow, where he will attend the China-Africa Cooperation Summit in Johannesburg.
Still on Mr. Xi's visit, we have Ivan Chifera live on the line. Ivan, how are you doing?
Fine, and how are you?
We are fine. Yeah. Now, can you tell us what is happening right now? We understand some mega deals have been signed.
Yeah. Right now, I can confirm that 10 deals have been signed between China and Zimbabwe, and this relates to transport cooperation in areas of aviation. The other agreement is for the construction of the national pharmaceutical warehouse. The other one is for the expansion of the Wange 9 and 7 thermal power stations. The other agreement relates to the construction of the new parliament building in Harare, whilst the other one is for technical and economic cooperation between the two governments. There were also two other, you know, private sector agreements that were signed between two Zimbabwean companies and two Chinese companies.
Hello, Ivan. Maybe turning to the private sector, I know a lot of people have been criticizing some of these deals that nothing ever comes out of them. But how is the private sector receiving the delegation from China?
I can say that Zimbabwean businessmen are expecting to sign, to get to cooperate with their Chinese counterparts, and are looking forward to getting lucrative deals out of this visit by the Chinese head of state. There's quite a high turnout of business executives at the State House, and I'm sure discussions will be going on, and they've been going on throughout the day, and tomorrow they'll continue as people explore business opportunities between the two countries.
Ivan, we understand that the mood is quite... can we say carnival? We saw some pictures where there were lots of people on the streets. Can you give us a picture of what is happening and what happened earlier on?
Yes, earlier on, I would say all the road leading to the airport was filled up with people, some singing, dancing. Some came from as far as the woods outside Harare, and all the streets in Harare were lit. We're lined up with pictures of President Xi and President Robert Mugabe. And when you also talked to the National Heroes Acre, they were accompanied by many people, some church members, others also ordinary citizens. And right now at State House, we have too many people, business people, ambassadors from all over the world, Europe, ambassadors from Europe are here, ambassadors from Africa and from Brazil. I mean, it's a carnival situation here.
And Ivan, we also understand that the Chinese First Lady was also able to visit Mazowe with First Lady Grace Mugabe. Tell us a little bit about that as part of the delegation visiting.
Yeah, well, yeah, they went to Mazowe in the afternoon, and they just arrived. These discussions were between the two heads of state were taking place, and now they've joined the party at State House.
Thank you so much, Ivan. Have yourself a lovely rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thanks. The Paris Climate Change Summit entered its second day today with Zimbabwe and other developing countries say hoping for a binding agreement on reducing greenhouse emissions will be reached. African countries are pushing for a commitment from the West to assist developing nations in fighting the effects of climate change. Wealthy countries in 2009 pledged to mobilize $100 billion annually by 2020 to fight climate change, but that was never achieved. U.S. President Barack Obama told reporters in Paris that world leaders hope to limit rising temperatures worldwide to no more than 2 degrees Celsius in the coming years. He said he and other leaders at the summit agreed that controlling climate change is the most important issue facing the entire planet today, adding he was convinced world leaders to reach an agreement on dealing with climate change. French President François Hollande today announced France will give African countries $2.1 billion over the next 4 years to develop renewable energy sources and replace fossil fuels. Commenting, President of the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union, Wanda Chabikwa, said Zimbabwe farmers are already experiencing the effects of global warming, adding an agreement in Paris would be greatly appreciated.
Climate change is right upon us at the moment. It is a reality, but fortunately our meteorological services have predicted that our season will start in December and end in February. So the prediction is a small season. As farmers, if we take heed of the focus, at the moment we should not talk about a negative effect because we are aware that we're not going to expect rain before the beginning of December. What we must do now is let's take heed and plant crops that we know will mature within that short period of time.
At the moment, world leaders are meeting to discuss issues to do with climate change. What do you want them to do that can assist Zimbabweans, for example?
What we expect from there is there must be funding for these two purposes. One, for afforestation, and most importantly, funding for irrigation development so that we can combat or deal with climate change situation. So we need funding actually for irrigation. Dams, we need to construct dams to drill holes, equip them with.
That was President Wanda Chabikwa of the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
Fifteen of Zimbabwe's opposition political parties are expected to sign an electoral reform agreement document in Harare tomorrow. MDCT spokesman Obed Gutu says the document pushes for electoral reforms the political parties want implemented before the 2018 elections. Two of Zimbabwe's new political parties, the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe and the People's Democratic Party, both offshoots from the main MDC, boycotted the process. Gutu tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri the signing ceremony will be held at the Anglican Cathedral in Harare at 10 in the morning.
15 leaders of political parties, of various political parties in this country, which is opposition political parties, including the MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, will be having a formal ceremony where they are going to be signing a document. This document basically sticks to issues to do with the electoral reforms that all the 15 political parties in question have agreed upon to say these are the kind of reforms that we want to be undertaken before we can agree to participate in elections. As we know, most of the times we have entered into elections in this country, which elections have always come up with a result that has been contested.
What's your reaction to the announcement by NCA that they've pulled out?
Obviously, naturally, we are disappointed, but negotiations are ongoing. As you know, Jonga, a journey of 1,000 miles, obviously has to start by one mere step. This is a very significant historic step.
That was MDCT spokesman Obed Gutu in Harare. Meanwhile, National Constitutional Assembly, another new outfit, says it has pulled out due to disagreements over the way the document was written.
As NCA, we are not part of this arrangement. We've been working together with other opposition political parties to come up with those issues that we want to see the government of the day changing. But unfortunately, there was a problem in terms of the way the document was then crafted. We agree with almost every point in the document, but we are not in agreement in terms of the way it was written. We believe that it's more confrontational. It's blaming those institutions like ZEC, the CIO, the police, and the soldiers. We believe that for us to engage these institutions, for them to change, we don't necessarily need to insult them. We don't necessarily need to be confrontational.
So are you going to present your own demands separately?
Yeah, we're simply going to fight for the reforms that we want. The only difference is that we're not doing it with other opposition political parties. We'll be doing it as NCA. We never get that opportunity if we're asked in terms of what we want to see changed. We'll be able to articulate that as NCA.
That was National Constitutional Assembly spokesman Madok Chivasa in Harare with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
will Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit change Zimbabwe's economic fortunes? Stay tuned for more on this story.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. In a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse, researchers surveyed more than 43,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa about their experience and perceptions regarding corruption.
The White House announced at this Paris summit today commitments from 73 U.S. companies that are joining a pledge to support action on climate change. The goals include reducing emissions by as much as 50%, reducing water usage by 80%, and buying 100% renewable energy. Also today, French President François Hollande announced France will give African countries $2.1 billion over the next 4 years to develop renewable energy sources and replace fossil fuels.
And Burkina Faso's former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore has won the country's presidential elections with more than half the vote, becoming the West African nation's first new president in decades.
The arrival in Zimbabwe today of Chinese President Xi Jinping has raised hopes among many in the country that China could help stabilize Zimbabwe's faltering economy. Zimbabwe has over the past decade placed so much importance on China in its look east policy as the West shuts its doors on Harare through sanctions. As Patricia Mudadigwa reports, a reaction to Mr. Xi's visit are mixed, with many wanting to see the mega deals between Harare and China beginning to change their lives for the better.
China is Zimbabwe's biggest foreign investor, pumping in $600 million into the country in 2013, according to the Chinese ambassador to Harare, Hung Ping. With Zimbabwe struggling with mass company closures and layoffs, high unemployment, food shortages, low liquidity and foreign direct investment, many in the country are hoping President Xi Jinping's visit will not just be a symbolic visit, but help change their lives. The fact that Mr. Xi brought with him a strong business delegation, some say it is a sign that China is serious about helping revive Zimbabwe's economy. While some Zimbabweans claim the meager dues may lead to the long-awaited revival of the country's economy, others have brushed off the Chinese president's visit, saying the relationship between Zimbabwe and China is skewed in favor of China. But President David Norupiri of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce says Harare and Beijing are in a balanced economic relationship, adding Zimbabwe's economy will not remain the same after Mr. Xi's visit.
It actually shows that the Chinese government has got is actually seeing a brighter future for Zimbabwe. And they are also showing confidence in the economy of this country. So as a result, I think we also need to make sure that we cooperate and we make the ease of doing business lighter so that we don't block this investment which is about to come. Normally, the Chinese president, if he is coming with his team, he means business. What it basically means is they've already checked and they've seen that the economy of Zimbabwe has got a very bright future, and that's why they really want to make sure that they've got significant investments in Zimbabwe. We've got a very good example of Sino, which is a Chinese company, and they've actually done very well in the manufacturing of cement. It's actually a win-win situation, and it also depends with the parameters and the way you want to work with them. If they are coming in on issues like joint ventures, build, operate, and transfer arrangements, as well as triple Ps, we all tend to benefit.
Former ambassador to China and war veterans leader Christopher Muchangwa is ecstatic about Mr. Xi's visit. Muchangwa says China has brought a lot of investment to Zimbabwe, adding the visit is not just a symbolic visit.
In more than 35 years, we've never built a new power station. We are building Wange 7 and 8. We are building Kariba. A country which gives you power is a dear friend. We have not had one country do that to us. We have the tobacco sector which has been revived. $800 million go into Zimbabwean pockets every season, and $1.5 billion, a major contributor to our foreign exchange. The Chinese are involved in a multi-billion-dollar company called China Tobacco. Now, China is the second largest economy in the whole world. They have sent in some of their most important government agencies to plan for this visit. We are getting into a new era of Chinese equity investment in Zimbabwe. We are on the verge of a major takeoff, and China will be an important player, the second largest economy in the world, coming to your country, and you think this man can just come for the show of it. Then you go to have your head examined.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told Studio 7 the visit by the Chinese president will breathe life into the ailing economy.
The visit by President Xi is very significant in respect in terms of economic recovery for Zimbabwe. As you are aware, our president visited China last year and concluded a number of agreements, MOUs. Now the visit by President Xi is going to consolidate and cement some of the agreements, and in fact undertaking also to further cooperate with respect to those agreements which are not yet mature for signing at this moment. So as far as we are concerned in Zimbabwe, the visit is very significant. It is deepening, broadening, and widening our economic cooperation. As all of us know, we have had a long relationship with the People's Republic of China, dating back to the pre-independence days. But the relationship has largely been diplomatic and political.
Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Japheth Moyo, is however dismissing the visit by Xi Jinping. He contends Zimbabwe has not benefited from the trade relationship between the two countries.
I think as trade unions or as workers, we have not seen much from the Chinese colleagues. We did a study over the years on the Chinese investment in Africa generally, and that includes also Chinese investment in Zimbabwe what has that brought to the population? The study really does not clearly indicate any benefit, except that Chinese have practiced what we call very unfavorable labor conditions. We have witnessed over the years poor quality of workmanship. The roads they have been created, have been done by the Chinese, have not lasted long. There are potholes now in those roads. The products in the shelves are substandard products. And as a city, we have even engaged the Chinese embassy over what we perceive to be a very skewed relationship between the Chinese and the Zimbabwean population.
Prosper Chitambara, an economist with Labour and Economic Research Institute of Zimbabwe, says China is benefiting more from the relationship with Zimbabwe than Harare is.
They are trying to cement relations, obviously, between the two countries. You know, China is now one of the probably the biggest trading partner for Zimbabwe. So I think this visit is a way of cementing that those relations, not just economic relations, but obviously also political relations. Obviously, from my side, from the way I see things, the major concern is that the benefit from the economic and trade relations has been skewed in favor of the Chinese. When you look at, for example, trade relationship, I think we actually have a trade deficit with the Chinese. So it means the Chinese are enjoying a trade surplus when it comes to doing trading with not just with Zimbabwe but also with African countries in general. So I think for me that's a major challenge.
With the hype that has been created by the Chinese president's visit, Zimbabweans eagerly wait to see the much touted mega deals coming to fruition and changing their lives for the better. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our hosts on The Connection will highlight World AIDS Day with you, the listeners, and HIV/AIDS experts.
To join the discussion, text us on 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you right back from our studios.
Zimbabwe today joined the international community in marking World AIDS Day with events at the ongoing International Conference on AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Diseases in Africa, ICASA, shifting focus to infants and adolescents in line with the theme of getting to zero new infections. We will give you a detailed report tomorrow by our correspondent Patricia Mdadigwa, who told us things are hectic at the ICASA conference in Harare today during the commemorations. The World Health Organization marked World AIDS Day with its representatives in Harare, emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all those living with HIV, especially reaching out to adolescents who may not know that they are living with the killer virus. Meanwhile, some Zimbabweans claim that Western Union is failing to disburse money to clients in its outlets, according to reports from Bulawayo, Gwanda and Harare. We'll give you more details on that story as well tomorrow.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
A Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Harare for a two-day state visit.
And Zimbabwe joined the international community in marking World AIDS Day with a special focus on infant and adolescent health at the ongoing ICASA conference.
That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Please do join our Ndebele.